Hey guys, this is Lincoln Parks, and I want to thank you for tuning in to Geek Speak, episode 8. I know we've made a couple references to it being episode 9, but we made a mistake. It's episode 8, and I hope you guys are ready for a great episode 8. Because on today's episode, we are featuring none other than Henry County's executive director, Henry County, Georgia, executive director of the Art Development Authority. And in today's episode, he's gonna give you a tidbit, a little nugget, some tips, some tricks on what he does to market, him and his team do to market Henry County, Georgia. They use digital marketing, they use social media, they use all kinds of tools. They got their website, and he's going to show you and share with you something on how he connects with people when he goes to conferences. So this is going to be great, guys. I hope you're ready for Geek Speak, because I'm excited and we're excited to jump in. We're on location at Savoy Bar and Grill in Stockbridge, Georgia. Great location. We just had a 12 at 12 where Leonard Sledge was the speaker. Listen in, guys. You're going to get some nuggets from this conversation. I'm excited. See ya. All right. So I think we are live. We are live coming to you from Savoy Bar and Grill in Stockbridge. This is Geek Speak. This is Geek Speak. Episode eight. I'm sorry. You gotta correct. Is it 9?
Yeah.
I mean, which number is it?
Okay.
I mean, how you gonna have a bunch of geeks that don't know how to count?
So today, guys, we have a special guest with us today, and his name is Leonard Sledge. He is the executive director of the Henry County Development Authority, and he's going to be sharing with us some great stuff. How is he and his team marketing Henry County? How is he doing that to attract other businesses, people, individuals to Henry County? How has that happened? So, Jill, I mean, what do you think about this episode today? I mean, I think this is going to be phenomenal.
I think it's going to be really good, because we've talked to small business owners, we've talked to entrepreneurs, we've never talked to someone who's actually in charge of growing a whole county before.
Right.
So
right.
This should be interesting.
And the pressure's on.
And that is a big job. That is a big job. So Mr. Leonard Sledge, just tell the audience a little bit about yourself. How did you actually get here to Henry County, and how you got started?
I appreciate it. Well, one, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on the program. Really excited about, you know, the time that we're going to spend. I love it in Henry County. Exciting times in Henry County from an economic development standpoint, just an overall growth standpoint. December 4th will mark my 1-year anniversary of being with the Development Authority. And I moved to Henry County on purpose from Hampton, Virginia. My wife is from Atlanta. We both went to college in the Atlanta University Center, she at Spelman and myself at Morehouse, and we just talked for years about making a move back to the Atlanta metro area, and Henry County was actually the first opportunity that I sought out, and I'm just glad it worked out.
Absolutely. That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. So you said Morehouse and Spelman.
That's it. We are Spelman.
So I remember back in the day, my cousin went to Clark.
Okay.
And we actually stayed right across the street from Clark Atlanta University.
Okay.
And man, I would see, you know, I didn't go to a traditional college.
Okay.
I went to DeVry University.
Okay.
Okay. And I was jealous, man. I was jealous of the fact that I saw all the stuff going on the HBCUs, and I was like, man, I wanted to be a part of that. But the education that people were getting from Morehouse and Spelman, how did you guys actually did you know each other in high school and then ended up there, or did you meet there? How did that all come about?
The my version of the story is way better than hers. But we actually met the summer leading into our freshman year.
Okay.
At school. We were a part of, it was a transition program for students who were going into their freshman year, just to help them get acclimated to the campus environment, you know, take a couple of classes. It was called the Summer Science Institute. And we actually met there, and we didn't start dating until our sophomore year. A dear friend of mine from Virginia was a good friend of my wife's as well, and she's the link between the two of us. And, you know, we just hit it off and have been going strong since 1992.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah. That is commitment. So let's jump into this, man. Let's jump into this a little bit. And I want to ask you, you know, I know your job and your responsibility for Henry County and what you're doing in Henry County. How, first, how are you marketing Henry County? For I know you and your team have a big job to do, but how are you going about marketing Henry County for other businesses to relocate here or locate here?
That's a great question, Lincoln. I mean, it's a number of different ways that we work to get the word out about Henry County. Henry County is a wonderfully diverse community. We have a thriving industrial base. There's residential growth. As a matter of fact, the county is the second fastest growing county year over year in Metro Atlanta.
We used to be number one.
I think we can get back there.
Yeah.
I mean, we like being.
I think it's good we slow down just a little bit.
I think the key takeaway is as the Metro Atlanta region grows, Henry's going to grow. And to prepare for that growth is what can we do in a smart, proactive way to get ready for the growth that's going to come. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Actually, real quick, not to interject, but this is the second part of that question. I just thought of it as you were speaking. Is everybody ready for that growth? But I'll let you continue.
Let me answer that. No, I don't think everyone is ready for the growth.
Which is why I say it's probably good we slow down just a little bit.
Yeah. It's, you know, Henry, it has grown tremendously over the past 40, 50 years.
Right.
It's grown tremendously. I would say I've lived here my whole life. When I was growing up, you couldn't go anywhere without seeing someone you either related to or knew.
Okay.
So I would say the growth started probably in 2001, because that's when Target came. Okay. As soon as Target came, that's when Henry County really started to, in my history of Henry County, really boomed. All of a sudden, we had more housing, we had more shopping, we had more things that we offered. And that's when everybody was like, you know, we could live in Atlanta or we could live somewhere a little bit south, still have access to Atlanta and have that suburban feel.
And those are great points. And you know, it's interesting you mentioned Target. And I'm still going to get back to the answer to the question about how we market Henry County. Retailers in particular are very smart and savvy about studying about population trends, population dynamics, where residential development is happening. And so to hear you say that, you know, it feels like the boom happened after Target came, I would dare say that Target anticipated the boom and wanted to establish a presence to take full advantage of it. You know, Henry County, again, diverse mix of people. And I've shared with people, and it's a large county, and there are parts of it that are very rural that I think should stay very rural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are parts that are along major state and local arterial roads, and you have I-75 going through the county, that I think we need to figure out how to develop as densely and as wisely as we can to be able to create environments where people who are, as the metro region is growing, to create environments not just where new residents in Henry County want to be, but environments where existing Henry County residents might want to be. We oftentimes talk about development patterns in the context of what millennials want and what millennials desire, but I would challenge that to say what a millennial desires, someone who's on the opposite end of that age spectrum, someone who's retiring, wants to retire in place, be in the same community, they want the same amenities, they want the same access, the same convenience, the same walkability, and a carefree life. And I know personally, I'm getting tired of cutting my grass too, so I wouldn't mind those environments. But in terms of what we do to attract business, there are a number of things. I mean, we have our website. We engage in social media, primarily on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
We have materials that we send out But there's nothing that can replace the face-to-face interaction and engagement with professionals in this economic development ecosystem.
Right.
And that can be, you know, C-suite executives of companies and corporations, their real estate team. It could be commercial real estate brokers. It can be developers. It can be someone who has a relationship with a business that they know is looking to move into a new space or just upgrade the space that they're in.
Right.
And that interpersonal relationship, that those conversations, again, are absolutely vital and critical to what we do, because at the end of the day, you might have the best community possible, but if people don't feel like that they can grow and thrive in that community,
right,
and that they have a point of contact to help just facilitate them growing and thriving, you know, it could be for naught. Companies look for talent.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was about, you know, the cost of cheap land, what type of incentive can I get? Talent is really driving decisions of companies.
Right.
You know, the biggest economic development project of my lifetime, Amazon's HQ2 project, which recently announced yesterday, if not the day before.
Yesterday.
Split between, you know, Long Island, New York, and Northern Virginia in the Crystal City area. When that project first came out, they had some really serious requirements. But at the end of the day, talent and the accessibility of talent,
right,
the availability of talent, the ability to help cultivate talent, helped to drive that site selection decision.
Definitely. I know you talked a little bit about ecosystem, and I know in marketing and digital marketing, there's also an ecosystem that I like to call it. You have your central nervous system is your website, mm-hmm, right? And then all of the other spokes that are tied into that. You have your social media, you have you mentioned LinkedIn, you have your AdWords, you have search engine optimization. All of these tie into that central hub. What would you say is the central hub right now? And I know you touched on, you know, the workforce, mm-hmm, and that's something that people are looking for. What is that one thing right now, if it is the workforce, or is it something else, that central hub?
Talent, workforce. Gotcha. I mean, right now, the last time I looked at the numbers, Henry County's unemployment rate was about 3.7%. By and large, the United States is at full employment.
Gotcha.
You know, the saying is everybody who wants to work is able to work,
right?
Because of the availability of jobs. And there is not one project that comes to mind that we've worked on in the past year where the companies or the consultants who are working on behalf of the company, they are concerned about the availability of talent.
Gotcha.
And for Henry County, you know, for us, our value proposition is, you know, with the diversity of diversity comes a diversity of professions, diversity of skill sets, diversity of education levels. But when people moved to Henry County, they didn't necessarily move here for a job.
Right.
They moved here because of the quality of life, real estate, school division, and they chose to work elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And so we export 60 plus thousand people a day out of the county who are working in other places in the metro area.
Right.
We import about 30,000 people a day, and about 19 or 20,000 live and work in the county. And so when people ask about talent and the availability of talent, you know, I can very confidently say, in addition to what we're growing and cultivating through our PK through 12 system, our post-secondary partners being Southern Crescent, Gordon State College,
yep,
Clayton State,
yep,
Mercer University is here, and all of the other schools that are in proximity to us, there's an available workforce who may appreciate the opportunity to work a little closer to home.
Absolutely.
For the right opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. So just to piggyback off of that a little bit, I know a lot of people some people see in the county where, you know, they see warehouses coming up, right? And they may see that maybe as a negative, right? What are your positives on that? Because I know there are a ton of positives,
yeah,
that people really don't understand when they see that happening, and they think of maybe traffic, or they think of, you know, trucks coming in and this type of stuff. But what's your take on that?
That is a great question. And I probably would say every question you ask is a great question. First, I would like for us to reframe the notion of a warehouse.
Right.
What we see are industrial buildings being constructed in Henry County that may have a logistics function or could have a manufacturing function. We've become predisposed because the logistics has been a primary industry in Henry County for many years. We're predisposed to thinking of them as all being warehouses.
Right.
But the reality is that there are different types of functions that can happen in them. So we are strong in logistics.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to get around that. And that shouldn't be something that we shy away from. One of the reasons is because of our geographic location. The Port of Savannah is growing by leaps and bounds. I was actually at a presentation last night where I heard the executive director of the port share some news and insights about the port's planned growth. But from a logistics standpoint, a driver can go from the port to Henry County and be back home at night.
Yeah.
Our proximity not only to the Atlanta metro market, but to 2/3 of the population of the United States. The fact that the topography is relatively flat here and the cost of construction is lower here. This logistics base has come, but what we're also seeing are more e-commerce opportunities. And we've been very fortunate in recent years to have Tory Burch's e-commerce facility land in Henry County. There's another business which is right on Highway 155 and I-75, Summit Racing Equipment.
Yep.
They have an e-commerce function there. Home Depot operates out of close to 3 million square feet in Henry County.
Right.
They have a large e-commerce presence. Wayfair is here. They have a large e-commerce presence.
Amazon used to be here,
and there's several others. And what the beautiful thing about e-commerce is the value of the equipment on the end, from a revenue standpoint for a locality. And as a side note, when we talk about revenue to a locality, the reason it's important and helpful to have a strong industrial and commercial base is because the goal and objective is to help lower the burden on the taxpaying citizen.
Gotcha. That is important, yeah.
And so when we have companies who are investing in e-commerce projects in Henry County, what we're seeing is that the value of the equipment on the inside of the building
right. Is
oftentimes equal to, if not more than, the value of the building itself.
Right.
Highly automated conveyor systems, sensors. So when I walk into a facility like that, having an advanced manufacturing background, it reminds me of being in a highly automated advanced manufacturing facility.
That's right.
And it's not just people driving forklifts, picking material, but again, just highly automated systems that are moving product. And in fact, thinking about one of the facilities, there's an entire section of the facility that is closed off from human contact because they're robots that are moving goods.
Wow.
And so, again, it's reframing the conversation about our logistics industry and what it is doing to help our local and regional economy. At the end of the day, developers and investors are placing huge bets on Henry County. And we're fortunate because when companies are looking for a place where they're going to do their business, where they're going to make these multi-million dollar investments, we're fortunate that we have some buildings that are ready and ideally suited for them to move into.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And the reality is that other counties, other communities have those same buildings in some instances.
Right.
And so if not Henry County, then it's going to be somewhere else. And if I have a building that's already standing
right.
or one that's planned, it's my job, my responsibility, the responsibility of the development authority to help make sure we fill it. And at the end of the day, we see the benefit of that. And, I've never shied away. The year that I've been here, I've never shied away from, the transportation question or
right.
the transportation opportunity.
Right. Yep.
As a county, there is not enough that we can do fast enough to alleviate traffic and congestion. What I have seen is our local government, our local county government, the Board of Commissioners work proactively with the state to get projects funded to move those to really move a lot of those projects forward.
Right.
It just won't happen fast enough.
That's right.
We're seeing some improvements on Highway 155. There's been a feasibility study to create a new interchange on I-75 somewhere between Bill Gardner, which is exit 212, mm-hmm. and Highway 155, which is exit 216. That feasibility study was blessed by the Georgia Department of Transportation. It's been blessed by the Federal Highway Administration. The county and a recent SPLOST had set aside some dollars for it. You know, ideally, the project gets fully funded, and that will help to alleviate, again, some congestion along 155. But that in and of itself isn't enough. And so it's just an ongoing thing. And it's not all, while we have seen growth in our industrial area, it's easy to point out a semi or a tractor trailer, you know, this big hulking, you know, vehicle that is on the roadway. But as our population has grown in the county, there have been a lot of single occupancy vehicles that are on the road as well.
That's true.
And so it's all of those things that we're working, you know, to mitigate and to create improvements for. And one that comes to mind, another project that'll be moving forward, is the I-75 Western Parallel to help take some traffic off of I-75 and to put it on a north-south road. Again, that'll be very important for the county.
That's huge. That's huge. So, folks, I hope you guys are tuning in. This is information that you cannot get anywhere else. I mean, you can get it anywhere else, but you get it from this gentleman right here, who is telling you everything you need to know about Henry County. Now, this is a marketing show, right? And you were talking a little bit about, you know, how you help, how excuse me, the Development Authority is able to bring people and companies and are ready for companies to come and do business in Henry County. So from a marketing perspective, what is your favorite, I would say, marketing channel to use? And I'm talking digital to use right now for at the Development Authority.
Our website and LinkedIn.
Website and LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are taking note. Website and LinkedIn. Go ahead.
And so our website, you know, site selection for economic development has become much savvier in recent years. And our website, you know, while there's search engine optimization and all of those different things for people to find us, at the end of the day, our website is a repository of information.
Right.
And there are projects we've actually seen projects come through our door where instead of us having to go through a long drawn out process, we have been shortlisted simply based on what information people were able to see and ascertain from our website.
Gotcha.
And we respond from there. And so to the extent that we're able to just have a website that's dynamic, where people can find information, is important. You know, the social media piece primarily, LinkedIn caters to a lot of business-to-business types of interactions.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with Facebook. We post on Facebook. We tweet. We do all of those things. But LinkedIn is a direct channel to the audience who may be in the decision-making process.
That's right.
And it's not necessarily something hardcore economic development, but it's something like me taking a picture right now of the three of us. Come on, everybody get in. We turn this around.
Let's get in there, yeah.
It's the three of us taking a picture. Get on in there.
Come on.
And just saying that we were on Geek Speak today.
That's right.
Talking about digital marketing and the impact of economic development in Henry County.
Absolutely.
And it's just keeping the name, it's keeping the awareness, but also it's sending out messages and making posts that talk about real estate development opportunities, that tout the successes of the businesses. There is nothing more that I love than being able to make a post about a company, large, small, public, private, whatever, touting their success.
Absolutely.
Because that, I think, is just positive energy and helps people who are looking from the outside understand that, gee, these people really do support the businesses that are there. And so, I mean, you know, LinkedIn, again, primarily more business-to-business engagement.
Well, that's what your line of business needs to engage in, whereas, you know, a restaurant needs to engage in on more social media like Facebook and Instagram. It's good to also know which social media platform is best going to be utilized for your business.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yep. And once you know your demographic, who you're going after, then you know which channel to use effectively. And like you said, Development Authority, LinkedIn is the channel of choice where, you know, and people along different stages, they may be in the early stages where they're just feeling things out. They may be in that middle stage where, you know, now they're getting more serious. And then at the ending stage where they're ready to make a decision. And then I know on LinkedIn, you know, as far as visibility of posts and everything, once people see that and they engage with your content that you're putting out there on a consistent basis, then, you know, when they're ready to make the decision, you're top of mind. And they're like, you know what, we're going to make a decision and we want to go to Henry County. We want to see, you know, we see the projects that they're doing and the things that are happening in Henry County, right, and the businesses that are there and the types of people that are there. And we want to be a part of that. So that's critically important.
And to your point, we made a conscious effort as we progressed through this year to be hyper-focused on LinkedIn. And again, we didn't abandon the other platforms. We just realized, you know, who we're marketing towards primarily and what our measurable outcomes are. That's where we need to focus. And it's interesting, and it's such a wonderful platform. And I'll give you an idea of how I use LinkedIn to just build our professional network in Henry County and to get people thinking about Henry County.
Right.
I will go to a conference. I will get the list of people, the speakers, and I will go through and I will say, I need to connect with this person, that person, that person, that person. And I will just start rapid firing off connection requests.
Uh-huh.
Because when that connection request comes, if the person is like me, I want to see and I want to understand who's behind this profile.
Right.
And just begin, you know, and so it is a passive way for people to very quickly learn who you are and the opportunity that you present. And to your point, with consistent content, and I'm really thankful, Leah Brown on our team.
Yes.
Leah manages our marketing and our social media. You know, she uses tools like Hootsuite to just make sure that we have content that's ready to go out.
Yeah.
Blog posts, a number of things. And so, you know, with that content and when the authority posts something, I, through my individual account, I will like it and I will share it.
That's right.
Just to help, again, just let the thing keep spidering out. And it's wonderful because, you know, Leah is making those posts from the authority's handle.
Right.
And then I'm still making posts about the authority from my personal handle.
That's right.
And we're just getting the word out right. as much and as best
it's
we
good,
can.
It's good business practice for anybody to do.
Yeah.
If you have a social media presence for your business, always like and share your posts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then wrapping this segment up, that is critical. So you guys out there that are watching and those are going to be listening to the podcast, when that's a strategy for you, that's a strategy right there that Leonard spelled out, that if your business is out there sharing content on a consistent basis, and then you have an internal advocacy team that, you know, these are employees or people that are a part of the business, that they in turn take that content and they like it and they share it, then people that are in their network are going to see that, and they're going to see what you guys are sharing and liking, and then that gets your visibility. It spreads out even more within your network. So that's a strategy, guys, that you guys can use to date right now. I would say go out there, and if you're not doing that right now, you definitely need to go and do it. Start doing it like right now. So, Leonard, last question I have for you.
Okay.
Unrelated to anything we've talked about today. Okay. You got your room, you got your desk, and you got your car. Which one are you going to clean first?
My room.
Your room. Why is that?
Because I share my room with my wife.
Smart man. Smart man.
I mean, you know, I'm by far perfect. Yeah. You know, my desk, and there are times where my desk will just get so overwhelming just with the ebbs and tides of the day. I typically will take Friday and just go through everything.
Yeah.
Just, you know, get rid of the chaos. so I can start it all over again on Monday.
Absolutely.
But which one's going to come first, the room?
Absolutely. Well, guys, you heard it here first on Geek Speak. This is episode 8 or 9. We're going to go with 9. This is episode 9. Leonard Sledge, Jill, Lincoln Parks, Web Mobile Fusion, Geek Speak. You're going to see us here next week, same time, maybe not the same place.
Probably not.
We'll be at our regular office, but you never know. We're proud of this, of being able to go into the community and speak with Leonard and other people that are in Henry County and just talk about marketing and how we can all effectively help Henry County grow and succeed. So thank you, Leonard, for being on.
Thank you, Jill. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.